Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, a track called You Worry Me, taking us just to the other side of 7:45 on your Wednesday, the 20th of April, 2022, coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Ballito, from the KZN North Coast. It's blue skies and sunshine today, but just a week ago, a very different picture, and still we are living in the aftermath of the unprecedented destruction brought on by last week's natural disasters. And as we try to sort of get a picture of just how the worst affected areas are faring, we've had a lot of questions coming into studio about just up the highway Umdloti, and some of the most dramatic video footage and photographs of washaways and mudslides coming from Umdloti, and a lot of questions about how life has been affected. Can you get access? How are local businesses are doing at the moment? And on the line with us on this Wednesday morning on 88FM, we happen to have a local business owner and resident of Umdloti, Colin Deeb, owner of Fairlight Beach House, B&B, and Dolores Cafe, two well-known and loved institutions. He's on the line with us right now from Umdloti, I believe. Colin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Thank you for inviting me this morning.
Thank you for being willing to have a chat with us, and for giving us your perspective on how life has changed in the last week in Umdloti. For those that that aren't familiar with Fairlight Beach House and Dolores Cafe, those are your babies, local businesses based in Umdloti. Am I right?
That's correct, yes. So Fairlight Beach House is a four-star B&B on the beach, which has been running for 25 years now, and a home that I've lived in for 42 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's part of our heart and soul of Umdloti.
And looking at video images, photographs from last week, you know, the destruction is on a level that, you know, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around. Looking at where we are this week and how life is faring in Umdloti, firstly, as a local business, what's the picture like for you? I mean, can people get access to you right now?
Well, based on the community, which have really pulled together, we have seen an unbelievable amount of support, which has allowed a family of 20 from the UK, Australia, and South Africa to actually access our property, where it was a non-negotiable booking for us to decline. They had booked and paid for us this during COVID, so we had to accept and welcome the guests. And yeah, if it hadn't been for the community pulling together and creating little paths and road access and removing all the debris, we would never have been able to welcome those people into our home. So
wow.
I have to say thank you to our community. And that family has been in our home now for 6 nights during this entire ordeal, and we have managed to provide a really, really good experience for them, given the circumstances.
That's absolutely incredible. And that kind of community pulling together, that community response, we're seeing that echoed. And if there is a silver lining in this whole dramatic disaster of a period, it's that kind of community response, people helping their neighbors in any way that they can. I'd heard that there was a really monumental effort in Umdloti during the worst initial aftermath, where cars couldn't get through. There were calls for people with dirt bikes or anyone who was able to help ferry across supplies from one point to another. Has that been the situation?
Absolutely. I mean, a prime example would be one of our good customers at the coffee shop. His wife went into labor on night one when a river was literally pouring across our road, and the community helped them across this little river and managed to get them on the road into a 4x4 and to the Albanito Hospital in order for her to give birth naturally.
Oh, my word.
And if the community did not pull together and do that, she could very possibly have had to deliver a baby at home or on the road. So That's a prime example of what happened on night one.
Wow, I mean, that's like something out of a movie, and we're living it. So things are. I mean, as you said, you've made a plan with incredible help and support. You're carrying on with business. You're under very trying circumstances. For the rest of the local community of residents and local businesses, how are things faring? And what is the picture looking like as far as rebuilding and reconstructing and getting roads open again? I mean, how long a haul are we looking at?
Well, the major problem that we're experiencing now is obviously the water issue. Our local restaurants like Bel Punto, Mundo Vida, the Sandbar, Bush Tavern, they have all been closed for a week now, and this is a major problem for our little town. And that is purely due to no water, no ablutions, no cleaning up facilities, prep of food, and these little businesses are taking a major hit, and that is what is of concern to us.
Yeah.
The access with the roads and things like that is easily sorted, because it's basically getting a few industrial machines in to get the sand out of the way, and access is not the problem. But I really do feel sorry for our local eateries, where they are frequented on a daily basis, and that is just not happening right now.
Absolutely. I mean, the micro economy of Umhlothi is so heavily anchored by that kind of industry, that sort of that hospitality element, and obviously you guys are on a different water supply system to us in Balito. I believe you fall under Etegwini, am I right?
That's correct. And what we have had in the last couple of days, people off their own resource have delivered 5,000 liter JoJo tanks into various parts of Umhlothi, where the community can take their own buckets or drums and go and fill them free of charge. And it's people like this which are actually helping us through this situation. And if it wasn't for them, I think it would be a bit of a worse situation. But we're pulling together, and hopefully the water does come on pretty soon, because we're getting to a dire position right now.
Jeez, man. I mean, under the incredibly difficult circumstances, I mean, you're obviously doing everything you can to keep rolling and to sound optimistic. And I suppose if it wasn't for that community pulling together, that that spirit of solidarity, that spirit of Ubuntu, it would be a very, very different, a very bleak atmosphere. And look, let's be honest, it is bleak, but on the whole, do you feel optimistic that that life and business will be able to return to some...
I mean, absolutely. What we have endured over the past 2 and a bit years with COVID, the looting, the riots, these floods, it is unbelievable to see how our community has pulled together through all of these things. And still, when we stand on the corner at Dolores Cafe, people are smiling, they're running, they're walking, they're helping. They are doing massive beach cleanups off their own bat and resource. And it just goes to show that human beings, when they want to and when they have got the ability to, they are phenomenal. People are awesome.
That's the kind of message we want to be celebrating and sharing on a Wednesday morning. That positive human story. And as far as your neighbors on the North Coast, just down the highway in Balito, how can we support and help local businesses like Dolores Cafe, like Fairlight Beach House? What can we do right now from your perspective, apart from all of the awesome acts of humanity and kindness that you've been seeing? Is there a message you'd like to give?
Well, at the moment, we seem to be doing okay. There isn't really a message that I'd like to give out besides thank you to everybody that has delivered food parcels, water, the kindness, the support in terms of just coming into our little town, seeing where they can possibly help out. The major thing where we would like to give thanks is the beach cleanups. Like the Litter Boom Project is a major contributor to this beach cleanup situation, because the litter was really, really hectic. So those are the kind of people that deserve a bit of praise. And then it's, yeah, I mean, it's just down to us getting stuck in as a community and people from the surrounding areas to clean up our little town and, yeah, I mean, get things going again. And hopefully our restaurants within the area can reopen, because I really do feel sorry for them and they need a lot of support.
We hear that. And Colin, thank you for giving us some of your time today to help paint that picture. I'd love to connect with you again in the not-too-distant future, hopefully when water has been returned and when businesses are able to reopen on a greater scale. And in the meantime, well done to you and to everyone on the ground who is making a plan, making it work. And I'm sure those international guests of yours will be singing your praises and be spreading a word of hope and positivity, and saying, hey, you know, these guys on the north coast and the southern tip of Africa, they're an incredible bunch, and they really pull together and are able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. So hats off to you, Colin. Thanks for talking to us this morning, and good luck. We'll be chatting again really soon on 88 FM. What do you say?
Yeah, that sounds great. Really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you, my friend. You heard it here on 88 FM. Colin Deeb, a local business owner and operator, owner of a Fairlight Beach House, a B&B in Mhloti, and Dolores Cafe, giving you the perspective on a Wednesday morning.